Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 125 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. In this episode of 10 Minutes With, I talked to Christian Stevenson, who's also known as DJ Barbecue. I've known him for a long time now. We did an interview also a while back, which I'll put a link to in the show notes, the podcast and the YouTube version of that. I wanted to reach out to him and do a 10 Minutes With because he has a new book called The Burger Book, as well as a new restaurant that's going to be opening at the end of this year, at the end of 2019, if you're watching this in 2019, called The Fire Station, which I'll put links to the Kickstarter campaign that they have for the final chunk of funds for that. But per usual, in any discussion that I have with Christian, it goes all over the place. We're talking about Salisbury steaks and TV dinners and Star Wars and Voldemort and a bunch of crazy stuff, but we always get back on track with The Burger Book. And The Burger Book is really, really interesting. It comes out May 7th in the States and comes out in April in the United Kingdom. You might think, why do we need another burger book? But coming from Christian, this is the most unique burger book you could ever get. But coming from Christian, there are unique, unique burgers. Here's the breakdown of the chapters. There's breakfast burger, which has a get ready to blow up the Death Star burger, a bacon and cheese omelet burger, a black pudding burger. There's You Gotta Be Kidding Burgers, which is like a fish and chips dinner burger. There's a Sunday roast chicken dinner. There's a Mama's Gravy Boat dinner, lamb shawarma burger. There's Bangin' Burgers, which has the DJ Barbecue burger, the Sloppy Joe burger in the world, the Fleetwood Mac and Cheese burger. There's a section on for people that don't eat red meat. It's called Who Needs Red Meat Burgers, and like buffalo cauliflower burgers, beetroot buddy. That's a tongue twister. There's a beetroot bloody beetroot burger. There's mouth party burgers, which is the final section. It's got crunchy pork burgers with apple slaw, chicken tender waffle burger, West Virginia burger, because that's where he's from. There's, of course, chips and fries and sauces. Everything's scratch made. Everything's the DJ Barbecue way. I definitely think that it's something that you'll want. I've had a little sneak peek of it, but I ordered it. You can pre-order it on Amazon, and so I'll put a link below to that. I think you're really going to enjoy this, especially the part two at the end on his new restaurant that's coming out and what that involves and the person he's partnering with, which is David Wright, who won Baker of the Year in 2017. It's chock full. It's not 20 minutes. It's not 10 minutes. It's somewhere in between. Thanks so much, Christian, for taking the time. And this episode is brought to you by The Smoke Sheet. The Smoke Sheet is a barbecue newsletter, but it's unlike anything you've ever received before. It's a newsletter that you'll actually read from the top to the bottom, or cover to cover, or however you want to say it. It's available at bbqnewsletter.com. It's bbqnewsletter.com. Super simple to sign up. It's weekly. You get it on Wednesdays, and it always has the best news, barbecue joint openings and closings and events that are coming up, which is important because a lot of times you miss out on events, and we're right in the heart of barbecue season starting, so you want to stay on top of things. So for that alone, I would sign up just to stay on top of these so you can go to these events. And this was started by Sean Ludwig, who is NYC Barbecue, and Ryan Cooper, who is Barbecue Tourist. The two of them travel around a lot, and they visit places, and they're always making notes as to what's going on in the barbecue world. And so this is them joining forces to provide that to you guys. So it's definitely worth it. There's a recipe of the week. There's links to podcasts that are barbecue related, as well as YouTube stuff. I always find new things that I didn't know about. I definitely think you should sign up. I really do. I've been on board since day one, and that's why we partnered together for this sponsorship, because I do feel it's a great resource. It's available again at bbqnewsletter.com. That's bbqnewsletter.com. The Smoke Sheet, barbecue news worth consuming. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on any episode. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com that has links to all my podcasts and YouTube stuff and barbecue joint visits and butcher shop visits. And I could be found at kevinsbbqjoints on all the social media, all the regular social media. But thanks so much for listening. Shoot me a message at any time. I'll get back to you. Love to hear what you're thinking about the show. But enjoy this. Yeah, that was awesome. Cool. I was gonna do like something like on like Channel 4 News, like why another burger book?
Yeah, good question, man. Because I mean, there's a zillion of them out there anyway.
No, yeah, but like why another barbecue book? Why another book on like gardening? I guess.
Well, the thing is, I can answer the burger book.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Let's just jump in. Yeah, cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, we did. We just did. Good work. Good afternoon.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, per usual, it's frenetic. Yeah. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all good. Just got done doing all my invoicing, all my paperwork. Now it's watching American Gods and go play some basketball and then fire up the Komodo Joe.
Oh, nice, nice. What are you gonna cook tonight?
Probably gonna do lots of meat because I got all three boys at my house tonight and they're big steak eaters. Nice. And I got over the fire cooking coming to my house next Thursday.
Huh.
And I'm around him with like the best charcoal makers and butchers, and we're just gonna cook crazy old cows and stuff like that.
Ah, that's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah, yesterday I filmed at Curtis Stone's restaurant Gwen in Los Angeles, and they have uh-huh. they have a butchery, and then like it's a butcher shop / restaurant. It's freaking insane. Nice. Next time you come to LA, we should go. It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. But anyways.
I think that's what's important with people should see how the animal's broken mm-hmm. down. I mean, that's at Meatopia. We do a lot of butchering on stage. You know, we'll hold the pluck up. You know, all the the offal of the animal, and people need to know where that stuff comes mm-hmm. from.
Yeah. And if you could have a restaurant or a butcher shop, and you use the head to tail, like it's important that you use all the parts. I think that's what it is today. I don't think we should be wasting as much as we do.
No way. God, no. Commercial farming is bad for the planet. You know, uh-huh. farms need animals and animals need farms. I just want to eat that animal when it's done doing its job. yeah. But we're doing a thing called Carcass over here. It's like a big, like five chefs, nose to tail cooking. So they've asked me what I want to do. I want to do faggots because they're like one of my favorites. Like, you know.
And what is that?
And, you know, it's a lot of the offal and put into a little parcel. And then you use call fat to wrap around it.
Oh,
and free, meaty, gamey goodness.
Oh, well, I always thought that was a term for a cigarette.
Nope, faggots are. I think they're invented in Birmingham. It's using a lot of the offal from the animal. Okay. And I got a video on my YouTube channel called Posh, making posh faggots with DJ Barbecue.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll start promoting your YouTube channel here because I think there's a lot of people that might not know about it. So I love your stuff, and I get like deep dives, and then I'm like 4 hours later, I'm like, what have I been doing? Which is all wonderful.
There's a lot of content there. Yeah. But I updated it recently because I've become a full-time parent, and that's been a bit crazy. Plus, I'm going to open up a restaurant, so that's
awesome. Okay, cool. Let's jump into all your new stuff. First, let's go to the burger book. Yeah, that's awesome.
Ask the question, Kevin!
I'm trying. I can't stay on topic. Like, your brain works very similar to my brain. Because again, like it could be like we're talking about something like, yeah, let's talk about Ireland now. No,
I'm over there in a couple weeks, man, hosting another food festival.
Oh, that's so great. Well, let's talk about the burger book. It comes out in May, right? Does it come out in May everywhere or just here?
It comes out in the UK April 18th. It might be like a week later in the States. It's available to buy on Amazon or Hive if you want the company to pay their taxes. And yeah. It's funny because I went to my my editor. My man, I'm really thank you very much for all the hard work you did on the book. I know it's kind of gimmicky, the burger thing. She says, "Don't you say gimmicky? It's a well written book, and these aren't just burgers. Like we got like full on Sunday chicken roast, with all the fixings in a burger, fish and chips in a burger, lamb ribs in a burger. We even got Appalachian food. Like the gravy boat where my mama used to always have a big tub of gravy with Salisbury steaks in there. And then she would, so I just did it like an open face sandwich, two buns, mashed potatoes, the burgers out of the gravy and then gravy on top, like get a truck stop. But that was,
well, they like, would, in this day and age, they call that like an elevated TV dinner. What it would actually, you just created it. You just made something good.
I made TV dinners good. Was it Swanson? Was that the TV uh-huh. dinner?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It tasted awful, but it tasted great. It was like, I loved it.
the cobbler was about the only thing that was kind of redeeming uh-huh. in that thing. But, oh, God.
I don't even know if it was meat. Yeah.
No. Oh, you remind me of being 10 years old and my dad just having a bunch of them Swansons in the freezer.
Yeah. God, because we grew up essentially the same generation. And it's so, like, those TV dinners were so, yeah. And I think they had grander plans, but they just never turned out to be really great.
No. Do they still make those things?
They have, I think they have versions of them, like Hungry Man. They have things that like I'll see when I walk by, like the frozen section, but I don't know what it tastes like.
It's because you know how to cook. you do it proper.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think we all, yeah. And then the Food Network happened, and then everyone's like, oh, we can cook again.
Yeah.
So how many burgers are in this book? And I'm assuming it starts out with cow, and then it goes to, because I was reading about how all the different types, like you were mentioning too. You even
have, yeah. We've got like smoked haddock burger with like, you know,
that's the one I was seeing. Yeah.
There's like a whole not. No, so here's the chapter breakdown, just to kind of give you. So we got
cool
breakfast burgers, right?
Right.
Now, it starts off with wait, this is my favorite, I think, recipe in the whole book.
Okay.
It's called Get Ready to Blow Up the Death Star Burger.
Nice.
And it says Star Wars Skywalker probably had this baby under his X-Wing fighter seat and he took out the Death Star. Thanks, Jyn Erso, Felicity Jones, for sacrificing your life so that others could live.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's one of my favorite characters. And actually, that's...
Look how big that thing is.
That is a Death Star. Is that... What's that below that? Is that... Are those, like, tater tots? Or those...
Nope. Baked beans, man. They eat a lot of baked beans.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And then it's just lots of pork products. It's a heart attack waiting to happen. But if you're an X-Fighter all day flying through space, you're going to have to take out the Death Star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need a good feast.
They never showed him really eating after that. They never showed him. They just drank the blue milk and...
Is there snacks in those things, you know?
Well, I think didn't Yoda and Luke, they ate those little bars. Like, Yoda was stealing those little power bars from Luke. So there's something. They eat something.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So...
Swanson's dinner, right?
So are you going to be doing a book tour for this?
So we're doing a big launch party at Native. Native is a restaurant here in London Bridge in London. They specialize in wild food and on everything British. So you know, I go in there, have a couple. I go, "Can I get a tequila?" And they go, "Christian, we don't make tequila in the UK." But you guys got to have tequila, right? And they go, "Christian, you know what our restaurant is." So they're we're gonna collab on a couple burgers. So I got a sloppy Joe in here, and then we're gonna do it with venison and call it a sloppy dough. Get it?
Nice, clever.
We're the kings of puns. There is none higher. Sucker MCs will try to aspire. And then we'll do like a veggie or a vegan burger, and then just a classic slider.
Cool. That'll be the book launch party. And then will you come to the States at all for a book tour? Or?
I'm hoping to because I'm working with Spiceology now, and they're running the website, so they got our line of rubs rocking.
I saw those too
online. So I'm hoping, because they've been helping me out with the book sales over there. And you know what? Fire Food is, I think, performing exactly the same in America as I am in Europe. And I live over here.
Okay.
So it's starting to really, it's doing well over there. And it's almost paid off its advance.
Really?
Like, I've tried to pay off the advance for like a couple of years, but it's selling really well.
Nice.
So the publisher have asked for more ideas. So I just pitched one idea, and then I'm working on a big one because I want to like find out. I want to go to Tajikistan. I want to see how the rest of the world cooks over live fire, and then bring that knowledge and make them easy to do in your backyard.
Yes, and you should film a lot of that too. You should, for sure.
Okay.
No, you got it. I want to see it. I like hearing about it.
Is that a Patagonia hat you're wearing?
What? Yeah, it is. Yes.
Oh, that's an awesome hat, dude.
Yeah, I love that. I just got it. I saw someone with a fish one like in the elevator 2 days ago, and I'm like, "I like your hat." He's like, "Why are you talking about my hat?" And I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "I like it."
Why can't man? If I see someone wearing cool shoes, I'm like, "Cool shoes." If I see someone cool hat, man.
Uh huh.
What's wrong with complimenting people?
Yeah. I said that the other day. I'm like, "I like your jacket." And he's like, and I'm like, "I just like your jacket. Sorry." We're all just here trying to have fun and enjoy our lives. You're opening a restaurant?
Yeah. So we're going to launch a Kickstarter campaign on my book launch party.
Cool.
My book launches aren't like normal book launches, Kevin. I had two chefs at the last one. Nathan Outlaw, who's won Best Seafood Restaurant in the World twice. Mm-hmm. And then Tom Brown, who just opened up Cornerstone. He won Great British Menu. They put their arms around me. They go, "Christian, this is the first book launch party we've been to with a mosh pit." I go, "You know, my friends, we'd like to have a good time." And they go, "You just got done crowd surfing." I'm like, "Well, it's been a long time. I think Primus was the last time I went crowd surfing."
Wow, Primus. That's a nice reference.
There we go. I actually played Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. I was DJing last night.
Oh, I love that stuff.
And I dropped that tune and some Butthole Surfers. Because it was that kind of party where I could drop that kind of stuff. I didn't have to be all cool for the hipsters. The guy who did all my buns in here, he is Baker of the Year, David Wright. And he wrote The Alchemy of the Burger Bun and a really good recipe.
Oh.
He's a third generation baker, best baker in the country.
Oh.
And he said, do you want to come and turn my grandparents' bakery around into a restaurant?
Wow.
Wow. Well, I looked at the rates in London to rent space, and it's like between 160,000 and 200,000 pounds a year. So whoa, it's like $250,000 rent a year. Dude.
That's crazy.
His parents own the place.
Amazing.
So no brainer. We're gonna try to raise the money. We already put about 300,000 into it, and then we need about another 75,000 pounds to take us over.
Okay.
And I'm moving the kids and myself to Woodbridge.
Yeah, where is Woodbridge?
Where Voldemort went to school.
That is Voldemort's school? You're not supposed to say his name. I'm joking.
Dude, I'm moving to Voldemort's hometown. You think I care?
It's Slytherin land that you're going to. So is that... no, and I'm sure it's fine. So when can this be? Like, what's the time rate? What are you estimating?
We're hoping to have it open November, December. We're going to be open for the Christmas rush.
Okay. What type of menu are you thinking?
So what people like to eat, man. So... The two like most ordered things in the world or in Western culture are pizzas and burgers. Mm-hmm. So David is the king of bread. So we went down to Gosney to look at their wood-burning ovens a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Matty Matheson's been there this week cooking on their stuff. Nice. It's the best ovens. So we're doing a deal with them to get their 1650, their big one, so we can do roasts. You know, we can slow cook in there. We can do pizzas when it's hopping. And then I'll just do banging burgers, and I'll bring my Lang smokers to the back.
Oh, nice.
And I can just smoke meat. So good sandwiches, good burgers, and good pizza.
Wow.
I mean, it's weird. You wouldn't really put a burger and a pizza place together anymore because people specialize, right? You know, you go to the best burger place, you go to the best pizza place.
Very specific,
Yeah, but in the 80s, that was the norm. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a burger or get some pizza. So yeah. I was in New York for Christmas, and I saw pizza places doing both. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, this works. You can do this. Well, it'll still be a small menu. I don't want to overcomplicate it, but, you know, we'll do like six pizzas right, six burgers right, and yeah. a couple specials, and, you know, some pulled pork or brisket. You know, we'll do my type of food. But it's mainly just food for families. We want first dates to go there. You know, we want... Because a lot of these towns, they don't really cater to young people, and they have nowhere to go. We want places, a safe place where young people can go, and they're not embarrassed to be seen with their parents.
Can you have alcohol at a place like that, or is that you can
get? He's already got. So he bought a butchery next door to the bakery, and he turned that into a cafe. And he bought a fire station behind it, and he took out the floorboards and he hoisted up a roasting machine. This guy's doing single crack coffee roasting, so. We're already doing the coffee. We already do the buns, so we can bring our prices down. I'm the king of sourcing meat and cooking meat. And, dude, we're going to bring all these amazing forces together to create Fire Station Restaurant.
That sounds rad. I'm coming out for that when you're opening. I want to come out. That sounds
word!
So... And that's awesome. You're creating a little world. Well, cool. Let's wrap it up. What else you got going on? Anything else?
Well, we're working on we're doing a pilot right now for America. So fingers crossed. You could see me over there doing some TV really soon.
Cool.
Fire Food's crushing it. Burger Book comes out in April. Restaurant. Want to hear something really funny? Yeah. I'm the face of Stetson in Europe.
That's awesome.
Which means free cowboy hats.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really cool. That's a great way to... Don't they also have aftershave too or something? I think they have something. Cologne?
I don't smell like a cowboy.
No, you'll smell like leather. Or something, I don't know.
Like leather, yeah. There we go.
Wow. Congratulations. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
The problem was I grew my hair out like Tom Petty I really wanted to have, since Tom Petty passed away, I wanted to throw a tribute to the man. So I grew my hair out like him for this book. So all the photos in here.
Yeah, I noticed. I'm longer.
Tom Petty's look.
Yeah.
Only problem is, that haircut does not work with a flat cap, you know? Does not work with a flat cap. I mean, or the trilby.
It kind of does. It kind of does.
Looks like I have a mullet, man.
Yeah, mullets come back in. They come back in every 5 years anyways, too. Well, cool. Well, have a great weekend. Have a nice time. Yeah, and I'll we'll We'll stay in contact, and thank you for the time. I so appreciate
Always, man, dude, I appreciate you reaching out.
Hey.
Good luck with the podcast. Everybody listen to Kevin's podcast because it rules, and Kevin cares, and Kevin likes good eats.
Thanks so much, Christian. Have a great one. All right, cool.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon. All right, later.